Presiding officer, today is of course Alex Salmond's last appearance at First Minister's Questions. His time as Scotland's longest serving First Minister will be properly acknowledged next Tuesday. So in the meantime, can I invite him just once to astound us all and actually answer a question, but briefly. Can I ask the First Minister if he could describe himself in just one word, what would that be?
First Minister.
No. One word seems hardly adequate for that task. Although if I could say to Fergus Ewing that his words might have been better addressed to the coming First Minister rather than the departing one.
Jackie Bailey.
As ever, the First Minister is in denial. I asked for one word. I asked for one word, but actually I got a whole dictionary full. Presiding officer, there are many words I could have used to describe the First Minister. Humble, sensitive, modest, meek, perhaps even bashful. But you know, it's interesting that he didn't use the word proud, because if I were him, I wouldn't be entirely proud of this government's record either. Teacher numbers down, college places down, NHS bed numbers down, waiting lists up. This week, the First Minister has been giving advice to Nicola Sturgeon about who should be in her cabinet. And, you know, he knows I always like to be helpful. So let me offer suggestions as perhaps who to keep out. How about Mike Russell for failing Scotland's young people? Alex Neil for failing Scotland's patients? Or perhaps even Kenny McCaskill, relegated today to the second row for the many failings that appear on his charge sheet? Presiding officer, given their record of failure, can I ask the First Minister which members of his cabinet would he recommend keep their jobs when his deputy takes over?
First Minister.
Well, if there's a mood to miss, Jackie Bailey has an unerring ability to miss it. I've actually been doing some research in these matters. Over the years, the Labour Party have called for the resignation of each and every one of my cabinet secretaries. The only person they haven't called on to resign is me. And I'm the one who's resigning. Does this not represent the Labour Party's unerring ability to miss the target at each and every occasion?